Former Councilman Keith Toney is one of those five. He's 67, and he says his life has been about service.
It's been about service since I left Vietnam. I promised myself and I promised God that if I survived Vietnam, my life would be about service to others, not just to myself and to my family.
He and I are at an East Side restaurant called Tony G's Soul Food. He says the biggest issue facing District 2 is crime, and his plan for that is improving the workforce.
We want a cadre of trained workforce here in District 2, of District 2 residents, male and female, so that they can then be productive members of our society. See, because at some point, they're committing crimes because they've been hurt. I can't find a job. No one will hire me. I'm not trained. I don't have a GED. Let's take care of those things, get them off the table. Because hurt people, and we don't want anyone hurt.
He says part of his workforce plan would involve developers on the east side. If a developer wants to build in District 2, they would have to offer internships to people in the district. Tony, a retired federal worker, finished first in the May 4th election. He received 27% of the vote. It wasn't his first election. Tony was appointed to the San Antonio City Council in 2014 after Ivy Taylor stepped down to become mayor. He was in the seat for about 5 months. He ran in a special election later that year, but lost. And he ran two more times, in 2015 and 2017, but lost both of those as well.
There's no embarrassment about it. If you still have the means, if God gives you the means and the methodology to help, you have to help. And this is a bully pulpit to help. And so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can, history is replete with politicians who've run more than once and who've come out and become great politicians and done wonderful things.
Jada Andrews Sullivan is 43. We're sitting at Mittman's Fine Foods after a breakfast rush. She's running because she wants to be a voice for the district. And if elected, her council office would employ District 2 residents who understand its day-to-day concerns.
If you're not coming home every day listening to the helicopters fly over, listening to the gunshots continue, listening to our elders that don't even understand the lingo of how to get on a computer, how to get on a cell phone, until you live and work in this place on a daily basis, a lot of the things that you bring to the table won't help District 2.
Andrew Sullivan is a veteran, and she started an advocacy group called Majestic Royalty.
I've teamed up with Angel Eyes Foundation, and we speak about our own story of how we live through our domestic and sexual abuse. Also, we advocate for those that are going to court. We help survivors and those that are trying to come out of an abusive relationship. We help the children of those abusive relationships find their boundaries and their strength.
She's also a baker, and she owns a business that makes custom cakes. Andrew Sullivan was one of three finalists selected to fill the council seat in January when former Councilman Cruz Shaw announced his resignation. One of her biggest priorities is to address what she says is a disconnect between the city and residents.
Because if we don't have our leadership in a position to where the community can trust them to make these decisions to give us something better, especially with our economic segregation that we have here in San Antonio, until we start combating and making sure that everyone has a seat at the table and that everyone is felt to have a purpose and a means to make something happen, we as San Antonio will continue to fall short.
This is her first run for political office. In May, she finished with 21% of the vote against Tony and six other candidates. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.